West back at it today after missing Wednesday, Thursday. How'd you feel coming back?
Felt good. It's nice to get out there, get some reps, and hopefully get ready for the game.
Concerns when it initially happened that it might be something that could be lingering, keep you out this week?
You just take it day by day, and you never know, just continue to try and get better and do what you can to help the team.
How is it to have your veteran experience knowing how to manage injuries at this portion of the season?
It's a lot better than what it was when I was younger, for sure. But even now, it's hard to, not be out there and not want to, try and contribute and help out in some way.
Were you limited in any way today?
I don't believe so. I don't know.
Do you feel 100%, or what percent would you say you are?
I don't know if anybody's 100% at this point in the season. So I don't know where I'm at. But I'm just looking forward to, getting better and try and contribute on Sunday.
Close to 100%? I mean, you feel pretty good?
I don't know. I mean, it's just numbers.
What will it be like seeing Darius Butler out there? Not saying you're going to be necessarily matched up against him, but you know a lot about him. Obviously, Sergio Brown's on their roster. What's it been like watching them on film?
Well, I mean, they have some younger guys out there on defense, and obviously Darius is very athletic. He's a very talented player, and has made a lot of plays for him this year. And Sergio brings a lot of energy out there, and he's been out there contributing and doing some things for him out there. So we just got to go up and make sure that we're doing what we need to do to get open and try and make plays.
Because they've had some injury, they've had some shuffling cards back there. Is it hard from a wide receiver's perspective to get an idea of who you're going to be going against, learning some moves, learning some tendencies when you really don't know a lot of times who's going to be back here?
A little bit, but you have a good idea. I mean, you know who's on the roster, so... you just got to make sure you're studying all those guys and stay on top of everything and understand who you're going against.
What's it been like with Aqib out there on the other side of the ball in practice?
It's been great to have somebody like him over there with that kind of experience and everything like that. And we look forward to having him contribute to the team.
Did you go up against him much in the preseason practices you guys had?
Not really. No, he stays on the outside for the most part, but... he obviously is a good player, and hopefully he'll help us out.
Plus, we're a little bit late over here. How are you feeling for this game coming up?
You are late.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm practice today and still taking it day by day.
When it comes to the Colts, is there still a feeling of, same as it ever was, that rivalry that's been there for pretty much the last decade?
I mean, they're a 6-3 team and playing really good football right now with a young group of guys, and Reggie Wayne's playing really well, and their defense flies around pretty good. So I'd say that's still a pretty big rivalry.
When you see a guy like Reggie Wayne, who's been around as long as he has, you obviously have a special appreciation for his job and what he's been able to do and stick around as long as he has. What is your appreciation for him?
Yeah, I mean, I'm only 9 years right now, it's not hard to, it's hard to stay on top, keep on playing well. And he's at 12. I was there like 12 years, geez, and still playing really well. I mean, he's at the top of the league and everything and playing like the best receiver in the league right now. So you definitely have an appreciation for it.
When you see a guy like Luck come in, a rookie quarterback, affect as much change as he has in that organization, a year ago they were winless, now they're 6-3, as you mentioned. How amazing is that to see? And how rare is that to see?
I think there's been other quarterbacks who have done really well. Look back at like Roethlisberger and some of those guys and things like that. But it's definitely impressive. I mean, he's a great quarterback and done a great job for the team and for his team. And we'll definitely have our hands full this Sunday. Thanks, guys.